Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf tzaddik, and we're holding Hey Tes Amid Beis, the second wide line, Tanu Rabbanan. Zok de Braisa, Hamimana Achirim Imoy Al Pischoi Vi Al Chagigosoi Mois Shebiyodoi Chulin. A person went and bought either a Tle or a Gdi, a Keves or an Eiz, for purposes of the Korban Pesach. Now, he knew that he and his family cannot consume the entire Korban Pesach, and therefore he called others to go and join him, like it says in the Pasuk. V'myimat habayis miyois miseh. His household cannot possibly consume a full seh. V'lokachu u'shcheni hakorev al beisoy. Therefore he can go and tell his shcheinim, his friends, he puts up a sign in shul, whoever wants to join him can join him for the Korban Pesach. Now, how much did he pay for the Korban Pesach? Well, he paid $500. He gets 20 people, each is going to go and give $25. He gets $500, pays him back. And he's allowed to make a profit as well. After all, he's providing a community service, so he can go and charge $30 for 20 people. 20 times 30 comes out to roughly $600. And since he paid $500, so he'll have $100 profit. All of that is permissible, and in fact, the Braisa tells us that Moshe Biyodi, the money that he receives, is chulin in his hands, and he can use it for various purposes, as we'll see shortly on Daf Tzadik Omud Aleph. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a major kasha, as we'll see on the bottom of the Omud, and that is, the assumption is that when this individual bought the Korban Pesach, he was makdish it immediately for Korban Pesach. So it already had the hegdish of Korban Pesach in it. And the people that set aside the funds, the $20 or $25 that they're paying to be part of the minuyim, they were makdish their funds as well. And the Gemara is going to ask him, Yetshem, on the bottom of the Amid, how is it possible that hegdish geld is given to buy a chelik and a hegdish carbon, and that the money now reverts and becomes chulin? The only reason why I'm introducing this question now is because this is going to be what's going to occupy us for the first half of the shir, and that's the total of the Amid Aleph. We'll see him, Yetshem, in a moment. What happens if a person is mechuyav to bring a karm oil or karm shlamim, and he already set aside and he bought a karm oil and a karm shlamim, and they're waiting for him in their corral, in the barn, to be brought for karbanas. And then he decides he wants to go and sell them to other people, and he'll buy another oil or shlamim. For some reason, he wanted to sell these two. Is he allowed to do that? And the answer is, not only is he not supposed to do that, but it is not effective. And if Yankel sells his oil or shlomim to Beryl, and Beryl goes and pays for it, and he brings these karbonis, Rashi says, they are not going to inure for the benefit of Beryl, they will be Yankel's karbonis. So even though Yankel sold them, their sale is worthless.
Beryl's unsuspecting.
Beryl is not unsuspecting. As we'll see in a moment, we're going to put a knas on Beryl, because people that want to go and buy an oil and shlamim normally go to the store where they sell oilois ushlamim, or they go to the roim, the shepherds that sell them, or people that supply meat. See, people supply animals. You don't normally go and buy an oil ushlamim from a private individual, and that private individual is telling him, I'm not just selling you an animal, I'm selling you an oil. Because otherwise the person, if he's unsuspecting, he'll go and take this animal and use it for ushlamim, or vice versa. So he knew what he was doing, and between you and me and the lamppost, I wouldn't be surprised if he's getting a discount, because he's saying, you don't have to go and pay the overhead of the store and the roy and that. And this is already an oil ushlamim.
Sales tax.
And it's used, right? If you buy a brand new car, it's going to cost you more than if you're buying a second-hand car. These oil and shlum, second-hand, I already bought it a year ago. I didn't bring it yet. You can use it and give a discount for 10%. Rashi doesn't mention that, but I wouldn't be surprised that would be the incentive.
Well, the Gemara, yesterday we talked about smicha. Will Gemara talk about smicha on the
shlum? Not today.
Okay.
Anyway, and we're using it for an oil and shlum. Yesterday we spoke about it because he was being mishana from a shlum to a Pesach to a shlum. Right. Here we're talking about nothing to do with Korban Pesach now. The first case was a Korban Pesach, and now a brand new thing. Person sells his oil shlum throughout the year, in the middle of Chodesh Adar, he's selling an oil shlumim, liosvah liklum, that is a worthless type of transaction. And Rashi says that the person who brings it, if you see Rashi about go about 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Hamoicher oilosoi, says Rashi, lihiskapre bo acher liyosaklum. Beryl hasn't benefited at all. It all inures to Yankel. So it would be very, very silly for him to go and buy it. Now you would say, since Beryl is not getting any hanor anyway, let him get back his money. He should get a full refund. Oh, no, no. Mois Koshen, whatever monies that he paid, Yiplu Linadaba, those are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Lekayetz HaMizbeach, and he's not going to go and get it back. The Gemara is going to ask now two questions. Question number one is, we just said now that this was not effective. He should get a refund. After all, he's bringing Yankel's carbon. Beryl's not getting any benefit from it. Why does he lose his money? It's a kenas. In other words, we're not only telling the moicher, don't do it, but we're telling the kona, and don't pay for it. So now, Rashi points out, l'choira, the kenas should be on the moicher, not on the koina, because the moicher owns the oilen shlamim. So why is he selling it? Bring your oilen shlamim to base of English. Why are we putting a kenas on the lekech? And Rashi says, brings from a famous Gemara, where Hamri Inchi, lav achmra gonav, ela tura gonav. It's not the mouse that's
Chura.
Chura, what did I say?
Tura.
Tura, my apologies. I apologize in front of everybody. Lav achbar ganav, it was not the achbar, but it was choyre ganav. The choyre means it's the hole. Now, obviously, the hole doesn't go and steal anything. But the achbar would not be able to go and steal food if he didn't have a storage place somewhere where he can go and hold it. And that place that he holds it is going to be in the choyre inside the hole. So what the Gemara is saying is, a seller could not sell his oilu shlamim if there wasn't a willing purchaser. So we tell all purchasers, don't do it, and if you do it, you're going to have to incur a penalty, you're going to have this knas. And therefore, says Yomara, my yiblin adava, marava, knas, it's a knas. What's this lashon of mois kol shehein? My kol shehein, that ava gavli havi shavu el arba v'yavu lei chamisha. What happens if the mocher was selling the oilu shlamim for $400. And he says, you know what, I'll give you a tip, I'll give you $500. The person shouldn't come back and say, come okay, I can understand. You take the 400 from me and you say, that goes to the base of Mikdash. That I can understand. But why the 500? Give me back my 100. That was from my own gracious, magnanimous self that I gave the additional 100. And the answer is, because we come to him from A to Z, the whole thing. Good. Amu'ula. Now we go back to the question that we mentioned earlier. Amu'ula b'seim Rav Oishia. Efshir yadi chavrin bavloi taimed dahay milza. Maybe our friends in Bavel can explain this brisa which we just learned, where the brisa begins ze hifrish tle lepischoi v'ze hifrish mois lepischoi heich hegdish chal al hegdish. Titani mois shabi yodai is chulin. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is normally when you have something which is kodesh, and I am using money, for instance, which is chulin, or vice versa, something which is chulin, I use money which is kadosh. If one of them is chulin and one of them is kadosh, I can see by using the funds that you might have a transfer of kedusha from one to the other. So let's take a simple example. I have a behema of chulin. I use money which I already makdish for purposes of buying a karm shlamim, a karm chatos, a karm oila, whatever. This is money which I already set aside. And now I go and take this money, which I was makdish, I consecrated it and dedicated it and devoted for purposes of buying a carbon. And I already told everybody this is my shlamim money, I set it aside in a separate drawer, etc. Now I take it to the store, I take it to the roe, and I say, I'd like to go and buy an animal, chulin animal. Fine, how much does it cost? 500. Ah, here's $500. So what happens now? The money that was until now kadosh, the assumption is that that kedusha will now leave the money, go on to the carbon, and now you've done a pidyon, so to speak, of the money. Now the roya takes the money, now it's regular chulin money. He's not in the business of buying and selling kachim, he's in the business of selling animals. You bought now your animal, I have the money, and I'll use the money for whatever I want. However, here the assumption is that everybody that's a monui on the list of the carbon pesach, since everybody has to be part of the carbon pesach, this is not a nedava, that just like the individual who is the Rosh HaChabura and bought the animal. He bought it and he said, I'm now makdish this for a Karban Pesach, and I'm going to go and sell it now to the first 20-25 buyers that want to be part of the Minuyim. And each one, therefore, also consecrates money and is makdish it for purposes of buying the Karban Pesach. So I'm using Hegdish money to buy a Hegdish Karban. Why or how does it turn out that the money bidei the Rosh Chabura, in the hands of the seller, how does this money now revert to become chulin money? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Hamana Achirim Imal Pischoi says the Braisa, Moishe Biyodei chulin, how does it become chulin? So that's what was bothering Ula, the Raboishia, Babylonians, explain to us. This one was Mafish Tlele Pischoi said, Karben Pesach. Zehifish Mois the Pischoi. This is Mois for Pesach. Hey Hektish Chalal Hektish. And then it says, Ketoni Moishe Biyodei chulin. I, says Rashi, maybe we're talking about that the person wasn't makdish the monies. He just took monies out of his wallet and said, okay, here's $20, here's $30. He wasn't makdish it. Says Rashi, Dim Kain, Maile Memra, what's the chiddush? Of course the money is chulin. He was never makdish the money. So the chiddush of the Braisa is, even though this is hekdish and that's hekdish, the money reverts to chulin. How does that work? Said Omar Abaye, from here until the Mishnah, we're going to try to struggle with this question and come up with an answer.
But the most Rafulan, and he's buying his share in the Pesach,
right,
which is Kaddish,
mm-hmm,
doesn't the money then be Tofes also Kedusha?
If you look at the last Rashi here, the last line, V'hol lekel ameimer. See in the middle of the line, V'hol lekel ameimer b'mois shli huktishu askan. It's talking about monies that were not hekdish. Dimkein my lememer. What's the chiddush? I give him mois v'chulin. I said, can I sign up? Sure, you can sign up. I sign my name. Here's the $20, and now the seller uses that $20 for any purpose that he wants to.
Okay.
So Rashi said,
went to, in other words, he had this money was
chulin money.
No, he set aside for his Pesach. No,
that's what the Gemara said. Rashi said, the assumption is that he consecrated, set aside this money for Karban Pesach, and therefore got a Kedusha. If he did not, then I can understand. He gave him chulin money, he says, here, take the money and then run.
Okay.
Why is it, what's the Kiddush that it says, Ibiyad Chul? So it says now, Omar Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to, as you'll see, first at the very top, from Omar Abaye until the beginning of the wide lines, is going to be a little bit of repetition in the language, but it's also going to be a little bit difficult to chap unless we know the background. So we're going to start a little bit, we're going to skip, we're going to come back. Don't be nervous, Mitch, and we're going to try to rise to the occasion. It's Omer Rabbi. Ilav di ukme reb oishia lahahi bimamana zoyna al pischoi v'rebihi have a makmina lo lahi bekodshim kalim alima derbi oishia glili. Ah, Sabaya says, Reb Oishia, who preceded me by several generations. Reb Oishia was a Talmud, Chiyav Reb Oishia, together Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Abaye was from the very latest, last generation of Amiroim. So Abaye said, if it wasn't for the fact that my predecessor, the great Reb Oishia, explained Lihahi, Lahi is not our Braisa that we're asking a question on, but Lahi is the Mishnah in Masechtas Temura, which is going to be quoted, which we're going to learn momentarily, on the third wide line. That Mishnah, Reb Oishi explained, is talking about a Mamana Zoyna al Pischoi, and it's talking Alibe du the Rebbe. It's going according to Rebbe. So if it wasn't for that, Hav Makmina Lo Lehahi, then I, Abaye, would have explained that Mishnah in Masechtas Temura, that it's Umar Kochim Kalim, and it's going Kochim Yosei Glili, the Umar Kochim Kalim, Maman Balimu. That's how he explains that Mishnah. That's how I would explain the Mishnah. Alba Pesach, meaning here on the Omid Beis, the Braisa, which we just learned, Oy Mishai Inish, people don't leave over a shiur in the Kedushas Pesach. It's V'mois Vadi Mishai Inish, but it's in the money that people are Mishai. Well, what are you talking about? What is this all about? So let's skip now a few lines, and we're going to get back to this Mi'atisham. Let's go to the second wide line. At the end of the line, Freit Yimura, what is this Maihi Dereb Oishia? What is it that Abaye started saying that Reb Oishia explained the Mishnah in Masechtas Temura b'mana zoyna al pischoi? Says Gemara, did not. I'm going to quote now from the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. Mendy, we're on the third wide line.
Yes.
The Mishnah. Nosan lo mukdoshin bi esnena hari elu mutar. And esnan means the payment that a person gives when he lives with a zoyna. Now we know that it says in the pasuk, "Loisavi esnan zoyna umechir kelev beis Hashem lekecha lechol neder." What means loisavi esnan zoyna? A man lives with a woman with a zoyna, and he asks her, "Nu, how much do you charge?" She charges $200. I don't have any cash on me, but I have a little shepsula which is worth $200. That's fine. I'll be happy to take the shepsula. It's worth just the same as money. So she takes that shepsula. And then this zoyna is a fruma zoyna, and she decides she wants to go and use that shepsula for a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Loisavi esnan zoyna. This shepsula stinks because it was the payment for a maisiz nus. So Chas V'Shalom, she shouldn't go and bring that into the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon. And if she does, Ki Tayavas Hashem Lekecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's abominable. That's something that I would detest. And therefore you cannot bring it for a carbon. Good. That's not our case here in the Mishnah. Rather, the case is instead of giving her a chulin animal, this guy is really a shtikl mechitzif, and he gives her kodshim animal. In other words, I neither have cash, I'm already sold out on all of my credit cards, I'm maxed out, I don't even have any private chulin animals, but I do have a hegdish animal. What is my hegdish animal? Chvaisen, oilet, shlomim, whatever it happens to be. And the Nosalim Mukdoshim Esnana, he gave her that kodshim, Hare'il Mutarim. It does not get the status of Esnan, but it remains Mutar. Now, why does it remain mutter? So that's going to be the focus of Reb Oishia and Abaya. The simple answer, L'choira, well, no simple answers. Let's wait as we continue the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah continues on. That's the Gabi Mukdashim. What about Oifois V'chulin? Now, the Oifois over here, we're not talking about chickens, but rather we're talking about Oifois that are ro'oi to be brought for Karbanos, but he was not makdish them yet, and therefore we're talking about either a toir or ben yoina, which is ro'ui to be brought for a carbon. At the moment it's still chulin, and therefore he pays her instead of, again, we're talking about the same fellow who goes over to the zayna, and she says, I want cash, I don't have cash, but I have a couple of turtle doves and pigeons. Okay, that's good, as long as it's worth the $200, it's fine. So he gives her now oifes techulin, hari elu asurim. They become now asur, in other words, they become now impressed with the name Esnan, and therefore, it's like it says in the Torah, Savi Esnan Zayna. If she decides that she wants to bring these Torah and Bnei Yoyna to the Beis HaMikdash, we'll tell her, no, loisavi, ki toyavas Hashem lekecha, it's a toyeva. Okay, now the Mishnah continues. Shehoye b'din. If I wouldn't have said this halacha so crystal clearly, that the oifes are asurin, show you b'din, I would make a kal v'chomer. Who are we, my kal v'chomer? Umma im mukdoshim shehamum poisel behen. What happens by regular behemoths which are already hegdish? They are mukdoshim. We're talking about behemoths. Behemoths which are already kodshim. Shehamum poisel behen. If someone discovers that there is a mum on this animal, like the yabelis that we had a couple of days ago, it's a bal mum, it's possible. But nevertheless, ein esnan umachir chal aleihen. If someone goes over to a zayna, lives with a zayna, and pays her hard currency of a behema which is kodshim, we just learned now in the Mishnah, hari el mutarim, ein esnan umachir chal aleihen. The iser esnan umachir would not be chal on this animal. Now, what's the reason why it would not be chal on the animal? So, poshib shat is because the kodshim don't belong to this individual. It's already mishulchan gavoya kazachu. This is already rabbeinu shalayim's. Once I makdish an animal and I make it into the mashul, a kar mishlamin, doesn't belong to me. It's a kodesh baruch hu's. And therefore, kol heicha de isa begoza derachmana isa, wherever it happens to be, it's in a kodesh baruch hu's storage bin, in his corral. So therefore, it's as if ain odem makde dover she'ena shalai, ain odem oisin dover she'ena shalai. How can I go and make this kodshim into a payment for an esnan? It's not mine. It's as if I took your object and say, okay, I'm paying you zoyna with this object. That's not my object to go and use for payment.
Therefore, does she have a claim on him for her services that weren't paid?
The answer is yes. But why don't we, refrain?
The
Gemara is quite challenging.
Okay,
to go and bring in extraneous things which are not necessary for the pshat, I would appreciate if you would refrain.
Okay.
Back to Gemara. Uma im mukdoshim shehamum poisel behen ein esanu mechir chal alein regular kodshim. If you would discover a mum, what's the halacha? It would passel. Just kodshim have a psul. They have a mum. They have a yabelas. What's the halacha? It's possible. Ein esan mechir chal lein. We just said now, the esan mechir mechir kelev is not going to be chal on this carbon. Oif ois she'ein amum poisel ben. When you have an oif, we know that tamis v'zachris be'behema ve'in tamis v'zachris be'oifes. So by an oif, the mum cannot passel the oif. Ein adin she'ein esan mechir chal lein. Then for sure. In other words, oifois compared to the mukdashim, they are far more invincible. The kodshim are susceptible to becoming posel because of a balmum. Oifois are not susceptible, except for Rabbi Kiva, Mechusar Eiver. But normally, oifois, there's no such thing as balmum posel. So, madach mukdashim, which are far more vulnerable to mumin, nevertheless, esna mechir can't be chal in them. Oifis, which are invincible, invulnerable vis-a-vis mumin, I would think for sure ain't a din she'ain esna mechir chal lein, that the din of esan zayn mechir kelev should not be chal on these oifis. Tam loimar lechol neider. That's why the pasuk says lisavi esan zayn mechir kelev beis hashem kecha lechol neider. What does that lechol neider mean? The rabbi says a oifis. Not only when you're talking about behemoths, but even when you're talking about oifis, the same din would apply of esnan and mechir can be chal on the oifis chulin. Of course, if the oifis are mukdashim,
right,
they can't be chal, no question.
Right.
That's why the Mishnah specifically said oifis chulin. Oifis chulin, a mum can be chal on oifis chulin, just like a mum can be chal on oifis which are mukdashim, but it won't passel them. Why won't it passel them? Because that's the din of Tamas Zachris Behemim, Tamas Zachris Behemim. Ah, so therefore, what's the Kal V'chaymah? Madach Behemis, which are Kodshim, a mum can passel, but Esnan U'mechir will not be chal on them. Oifis, where a mum cannot passel, Sai Oifis Chulin and Sai Oifis Mekdoshim, but we're focusing on Oifis Chulin, a mum will not passel them, and therefore, subsequently, even though it has a mum, I can bring it for a carbon. And then the Chayyah would say for sure that Esnan U'mechir cannot be chal on them. Tamaloyim alechol neidu, the rabbi says a Oifis, that it is chal after all. Says Imar, once I've made this Kal V'chaymer, no, once I have this pasuk lechol neidet to be marbis oifis, forget about the kal v'chaymer that we brought until now. Let's now make a kal v'chaymer fakert. Fakert means just the opposite. Kal v'chaymer lemukdashim yata. Now let's learn just the opposite. Ma oifis she'ein hamum poisel behem esnan u'mechir chal aleihem madach oifis that a mum cannot passel them, like we just said. But esnan u'mechir can be passel them because it says in the pasuk lichol neider to the rabbi says so oifis. Ah, so by oifis the mum cannot passel, but esnan u'mechir can be chal. Mukdashim, if you have behemoths which already kachim, shamul poisel behem, ein adin she esnan u'mechir chal alein. Shouldn't I say based on this kal v'chaymer that if a person were to go and give this animal as an esnan zoyna, that the iser esnan should attach to the animal after all, just like it attaches to those oifis? Tam chaymer tamed loymar lechol neider rat linodur. Lechol neider comes to tell you. We're halfway down the wide lines, Chol Neder, and we're on Tzadik Amud Aleph. That's 98. Okay, you know, another one or two pages of the English.
98.2.
So, it's three, so you have to go another page.
It's a Chesed
Gavra
type thing, Neder,
yeah.
And Nodur.
Ah, the Chol Neder Prat Lenodur. Means something which you are bringing for a Neder, as opposed to something which is already a Neder from before. When you're bringing brand new oifis, the chol neider, the rabbi says oifis, yeah, these oifis are chulin, you want to bring the chol neider? Don't do it if you use it as payment for the zayna, you're not allowed to. Not qualified for a carbon. However, if you're talking about a carbon which was already a carbon from before. I was already makdish this behemoth from before for a carbon. Ah, that's already nodur. It's not a new neder that I'm going to make. It's a nodur that I made already a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, whenever it was. Oh, what's the halacha? L'chol neder prat l'nodur. That what? That the halacha is that this behemoth will not be susceptible to becoming an esnan zayin mechekelev. Why? Because the only time that it's susceptible is if it's a new carbon, but not if it's a pre-existing carbon. Okay, that's the end of this discussion of the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is mefalpel. So tomar eletayim de kosev rachmana neder. The only reason why we're saying that mukdashim, the iser esnan zayin cannot be chal. Why? Because it says l'chol neder. Prat l'nodur halav hachi. If it wouldn't be for that drasha, have a minim muktoshim chal isner esnalein. In other words, based on the kal v'chaymet that we just made now from oifis, I would say just like oifis, which are chulin, the din of esnan and mechir will be chal on them. So muktoshim, certainly the isner esnan should be chal on it. That's why I need a pasuk. No, chol neider prat l'nodur. Tomorrow, what do I need this pasuk for?
Yeah.
It's not his. Remember, we said that. That's the pasuk of Svara. What do I need? If I steal from you, Chas V'Shalom, your money, and I pay it to the Esnan, doesn't belong to. I give it to the Zayna. Doesn't get a din of Esnan Zayna. It's not my money. She has to give it back, and I have to give it back. This is stolen goods. I'm stealing from Hegdish. I'm taking a shlom. I'm taking an oil, and I'm paying. I can't use that for currency. It doesn't belong to me. So what do I need a pasuk for? Rav Oishia. This is Rav Oishia that we had on the top line. The Rabbi has said that is going to explain Lehahi, that Mishnah Tmura. What does he explain? The manazoina al pischoi v'rebihi. Oh, we're not talking about taking a regular carbon oila or shlomim and handing it over to the zoin and saying, here's the payment. That I don't need a pasuk for. L'chol neder prat l'nodur. And that's a double pasuk. What I'm talking about is our case. What means our case? You have a Bal Chabura. He's the Roisha Chabura. And he went and bought an animal. And he put up a big sign in Shul. Rabbi, I paid for this animal. Lechwai is $500. I need 30 minuyim to go and sign up. Everybody will pay $20. And therefore I'm going to have a profit of $100. Because I'll sell it 30 times 20. How much is 30 times 20? Reb Simcha, it's good that you're here. 30 times 20, it's roughly 600, right?
Okay,
exactly. And therefore he paid 500, he sold it for 600, he's going to have a $100 profit. Excellent. Shkoyah for helping. Anyway, so therefore Reb Oishia says, the mana zoyna al pischoy chasashal. The mana zoyna al pischoy v'rebihi. What it's talking about is when we start off the Mishnah, Nosan lom mukdoshin besnena, the zoyna said to this fellow, hey, what are you going to pay me for my services? I have no cash. No, what about credit cards? I'm maxed out. What about animals? No, chanish. Real estate? Gunish. Oh, one thing I do have. I'm the Rosh HaChabura. I'm putting together Karban Pesach. I have 29 listed already in the list. You can get position number 30 for this Karban Pesach. Okay. Mask him. She's masking to the deal.
The wife will like it very much.
I'm sorry?
He's married. The wife would like it very much.
Well, we're not going to get into those details now. But the point is, Omer Rav Oishia b'mamana zoyna al pischoy v'rebihi. And it goes according to Rebbe. Now, what does Rebbe hold? We'll see momentarily. But Rav Oishia is learning that according to Rebbe, when a person is a Rosh Chabura and selling menuyim registrants, or shares, oh, good term, shkoyach. He's selling shares in this Karban Pesach to potential registrants, to potential shareholders. That person is reserving part of the animal for himself to be considered chulin. What does he mean? Rashi refers to it, and we'll see Mechem the Gemara, they're going to refer to it as well. The person is mishayer in the Kedushas HaKarban. Now, whether he does this by saying something expressly, Rabbeisai, even though I'm taking this behemoth, I'm makdish for Karban Pesach, I'm leaving over the toivah sanoa for myself, or from our Gemara, it's Mashi, he doesn't even have to say that. It's kind of an automatic thing. Because since Rebbe holds, as we'll see in the next line or two, that a person has every right to go and make a profit on selling the Korban Pesach. So automatically he knows and people know that the person is going to make a profit, and he's entitled to it. After all, he is matriach. He bought the animal, he put up the sign, he gets the 30 people to sign up. He has to go and, this one doesn't have a $20 bill, he has to go and change money for him. Yeah, it's a ganze tich, it's a ganze headache. And then they can all withdraw at the last moment and he'll be stuck with it. So he has responsibility, he has liability. Anyway, so everybody knows that a person who's going to be the Rosh HaChabura, he's going to use the extra funds for purposes beyond the Korban Pesach itself. And that's what the Gemara calls a shiur in the Kedushas HaKorban.
Is that possible?
What's possible?
We have a principle that if I'm makdish a vital organ in a behema, the Kedusha can't be constrained.
Okay, so hold for a moment your question. Okay. Let's wait to see what Rebbe holds. But the point is, Rabbi Yishai says, according to this Rebbe, that a person is allowed to go and sell the Korban Pesach and make money on the Korban Pesach and use it for other needs. Ah, so therefore part of the Kedushas HaKorban is Chulin. On that soul, Kedaitach Amina, that the din of Esnan should now attach to this Korban because he still has Toivas Ano, he still has financial interest. He has a shear of Chulin in this Korban. And therefore when he gives it to the Zoyna and he says, you have slot number 30 on this carbon, I would think, well, maybe the Isser of Esnan should be chal on it, and that she can in fact not be a menuya on this carbon, and she should fall away. Kamash Mulon, that's why I have the pasuk lechol neda prat l'nodur, that noslan mukdashim esnan ahare elu mutarim, the carbon is mutter, one can go and bring it, and we do not have the shame esnan attaching to it, based on this pasuk. So in other words, although we ask a person, ein odam oisadovish ein shaloi, in fact, this carbon is a shtikl shaloi, because of the shiur in the Kedushas HaKorban, and therefore without the Pasuk L'chol Neida Prat L'Noder, I would go and say, aha, so then this slot will make at least 1/30 of this carbon now into Esnan, and presumably passel the carbon for bringing on the Mizbeach for Korban Pesach, because part of it is Esnan. That's what the Pasuk says, L'chol Neida Prat L'Noder, no, it remains a kosher carbon, and but Barry would say, is she going to go and get her money back, or is she going to get paid? Yeah, but that's not the discussion.
That's a mishpah issue, not a kosher mishpah.
Exactly. So what our mishnah tells us is, based on this pasuk, Chol Neder, that it's talking about this very, if you will, remote case, not normal kosher. Normal kosher, I don't need a pasuk, Chol Neder. But in this case, when he went and sold a slot of a shear on the Korban Pesach, that's what it comes to tell you, Har Eilu Mutar.
Is the slot not transferred to her?
He tells her, I'm transferring it to her.
But it's Tofes, you know.
Is it Tofes?
Is Zacha it?
So she gets it, so there's no Choshen Mishpat issue either.
You're now resolving his Choshen Mishpat issue.
Right.
But we're just talking about the Choshen Mishpat issue.
Okay, right.
The question is, all the other 29 others heard about the fact that she received it.
Yeah, but they're okay. They have the Pasuk that clears them, so it's not, doesn't have the
and
label.
That's what I need the Pasuk for, to tell you that this Kodshim is perfect, it does not become Esnan Ari Eilu Mutar.
It's the only way she could possibly ever eat Korban Pesach, because otherwise, how is she ever, if she's a professional and that's all her funds?
She works overtime. She has a day job.
No, she gets cash.
No. If she has all her funds, all her wealth is generated by her service.
But she doesn't get a set for each one. Someone paid her cash. In the normal case, everybody paying the same. It depends. Some people are getting the lamb chops. Some guy's the rich guy says, you know what? We only have, my family has 8 people, and really we need to eat. Just let me 15 people. So I'd like to invite you as my guest.
Right.
Can
you invite a guest? That was yesterday's Mishnah. A person can go and invite a guest, but that invitation has to be before the
Shechita. Right. So the whole concept of Tovas HaNoah, it's if he says it's what he wants with it.
That's what Rabbi Yishai is saying. That according to Rebbe, since he has the Tovas HaNoah from it, he can do whatever he wants. And even manas
and alpes. But that's the way. That's the whole way Korban Pesach works.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll
see in a moment.
If you invite.
Okay. Anyway, so this is what Rabbi Yishai did to end for the kasha on that Mishnah in Maseches Temura, and the Gemara first wants to know, who is this Rebbe that we keep on referring to? My Rebbe, the Sanya. It says in the Pasuk, Mimat Abayis Miyois Miseh. The Poshup Shad is, Mimat Abayis Miyois Miseh. A person has a relatively small nucleus in his family. He has Baruch Hashem to 20 children, Einiklach and Irainiklach. It's all fine. But they're not coming because of COVID. All the rabbis and all the doctors and all the Indian chiefs said everybody should stay home. And this Alta Bab and Alta Zayd and Nebuch all by themselves bring their own Karban Pesach, two people. The two people cannot possibly eat up the entire set. So Poshup Shat is, V'mimat Abayis, Meyois, we said, they're not enough nefashis to go and consume the whole set. Then, V'lokachu Shechiner Karab El Beis, so he goes and advertises the fact that he has a Karban Pesach, and he gets other Shechinim and friends and Romans and countrymen, not Romans, but to go and join him on the Karban Pesach. Fine. However, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that he uses the term miyois. It could say v'yimimat abayis misa. This is the miyois misa. Says the Gemara hachiyeu misa. What means hachiyeu misa? That the roisha chabura, who is the one that yimat abayis, who is selling shears in the seh, he's allowed to be machaya himself from the proceeds of the seh. Now, what does he use those proceeds for? Mechtei achila. Only for purposes of eating and not for purposes of mekach. We'll define what that means in a moment. Rabbi Oyman, no av mechtei mekach. He can use the funds even for mekach purposes. Shem ein loy memana acher imay al pischoy v'al chagigosoy. If he doesn't have enough family members to consume the entire Karban Pesach, the entire Karban Chagiga, what he can do is, he can go and sell shears to other people. Oh, like you said in the price on the Amud Beis, the money that he receives is chulin. What's the reason why Shalmanas Cain Hikdishi Yisrael Es Bischein? It was on that condition that either people had that in mind specifically and expressly, or perhaps implicitly.
Tonight Bezdin,
exactly. Shalmanas Cain Hikdishi Yisrael Es Bischein, when people amaktish their Karban Pesach, they're maktish it so that the seller will be able to machai himself from the proceeds. How much can he machai himself? Either for Achila or for Mekach. We'll see what that means in a moment. What we do see, however, is L'choira, a riot to what Aboishi is saying. The Braisa, which is explaining this Mishnah, right, the Sanya, Mimat Abayis, this Braisa with Rebbe, says, Sh'amanas Kein Hikdishi Yisrael Es Bischein, which means when a Yid is Makdish his Karban Pesach, it's with a Tanai built in that I can use those proceeds for Chulin, for whatever I want, not Mamish forever I want to, but at least for Achila or for Mekach. And let's in fact explain how far-reaching is this Rebbe. Rabbi of Reb Zeira Chad Omer Be'etzim Litzliyase Kuli Alma Leplegi. If he's going to use the extra $100 profit for purposes of buying Eitzim Litzliyase, I need Eitzim to go and do the Tzli for the Karban Pesach. That everybody agrees, that's for sure permitted, that's not a problem. Because that's considered Kedei Achila, I can't go and eat a raw Karban Pesach, I have to be toilet. So I use $5, $10, $20 to buy the Eitzim. The key with the Takanta the Pesach, he can go for the Pesach Tami. So where's the machloik is now between the Tanakama and Rebbe? Keep plugging the Matzah Umara. Ah, besides the Karban Pesach, I gotta eat the Karban Pesach together with Matzah Umara, right? Kerech Viachad. Now the machloik burn the Sabri Ha'achila Achriti. This is not Karban Pesach anymore. Now you're talking about trimmings. No, it was the Shanish. That you cannot use the proceeds for that. You can use it for the Karban Pesach, Hachiyo Misa, but not more than that. For the Eitzim, but not for the Matzah Mar. For every Sabbath, Kim Nechsher the Pesach. I can't eat the Karban Pesach without the Matzah Mar, or Koyrech B'yachad. No, it's good for the Pesach Dami. So that's like the Pesach Dami. So therefore, says Rebbe, you can even use it for Matzah Mar. That's one view. Now there's another one. The Chadom, the other man, the one had Rabba Vereb Zeira. The other man, the other says, "B'matzu umara nami kuli amli plegid." The Chesiv on matzu mara yinichlu. It says, "B'feirish the Torah, you eat the Karban Pesach on matzu mara." So that's for sure. Keep the machshir in the Pesach nino, keep Pesach dummy. Keep like, where is the machlokes? Likach boy choluk or likach boy talis. What happens if for Pesach I need a new kittel, or I need a new bekisha, or I need a new suit, or a new talis, or whatever? Rabbanan sabi miyois misa umrachmana hachiyehu lisa. The miyois misa means anything that has a relationship, a connection with the seh. Hachiyehu, you can be mechayev this individual, meaning he can use the extra profit, the proceeds, l'seh, for purposes of the seh, meaning for the Korban Pesach, and its trimmings, such as the matzah umroyim, but not for anything else. For Rabbi Yisrael, hachiyeh atzmocha miseh, don't hachiyehu miseh, look at the seh. Don't look at the cheftza like Barry says. Look at the gavra. I want to be mechayev him. It's wonderful you tell him I'm going to have a beautiful Korban Pesach, but I don't have a new suit. I haven't gotten a new suit now in 55 years. I need a new suit. You're allowed to go and buy a new suit from the process. Aha. Okay, let's stop over here. After we've explained now this whole Mishnah and Temura, we now go back to our original Abaye at the top of the Yom.
It's interesting.
I was wondering where we're going to go back.
Oh, definitely.
It's interesting. They didn't say say anything about Arbacosos.
Sorry?
They didn't say anything about Arbacosos. They said Matzah Samora, but they didn't say Arbacosos.
So what's the reason why?
If you're saying a Choluk, you're certainly...
It's not a Derisha.
If you're going to say a Choluk, you can certainly say Arbacosos.
This
sure.
includes Matzah Samora. Yes, it's included. Those
two
are together.
Yeah. The Korban Pesach Matzah Mora is a package deal.
Right, so it's a pasuk and a pasuk.
Exactly. Now, anything more than that.
But because we're going to have, we have in Arvei Pesachim, the only from the Tamchoi, Arbacosos,
yeah.
It's so important. And I thought that would be like the.
Well, that's what the Mora is Machadish. It goes even beyond the Arbacosos. But the word Mekach on the surface would sound like you can use it for investment purposes. Says he, well, no, not for investment. In other words, you can't go and use the extra $100. Now I'm going to go and buy shares in
GameStop.
Whatever it is. So the Gemara said, no, you can go and use it for other tzorchim for yontiv, like buying new clothing. Fine. That's the end of the shtickle. So now let's go back to the top of the Yomt. Let's remember, why did we get into this Masechtas Temura and this fascinating Machloikis and Esna and all the rest? Because we said in the Braisa, a person who's Mamana Achirim Imoy Al Pischai, the Rosh Chabura, who brought in other people on the registry and sold shares, he takes that money and he uses that money even for Chulin. And the Gemara asks, how can you use them for Chulin? The money is Hegdish, the Karban is Hegdish, how do you take Hegdish plus Hegdish and equal Chulin? So it says Abaye at the top of the Omer Abaye. Ilav de ukmeirav oishila hahi b'mamana zoyin al pischoy v'rebihi. If it were not for the fact that Rab Oishia explained that Mishnah on the third line of the wide lines, that nosn lamuktoshem es nen haril mutar, that that's talking about b'mamana zoyin al pischoy, and it goes according to Rebbe. Now, how does it work according to Rebbe? So let's remind ourselves again. Normally, we'd have thought, what do I need a special pasuk? Neder v'loy nader. After all, ein odom oisa davar she'ein shaloi. Of course, this mukdashin will not become impressed with the name Esnan. This zoneh, the man that lived with the zoina, he has no rights. It doesn't belong to him. Ein odom oisa davar she'ein shaloi. Said Rabbi Yishei, yo. But there is an exception to the rule, and that's by Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, since Rebbe holds that you can use the extra profits for buying even a choluk and even buying a talis, so it means that he has left over in the kedushas hakorban, he's carved out from that, like the Gemara said, mitagante tonight, that both he and the people that are buying it, amenaskein hikdishi yisraelis b'schein, to be able to keep those funds for themselves, to have that profit margin, to be able to use those funds. If he goes and sells one of those slots by conveying it to the Zoyna, so that, therefore, that portion should be impressed with the name of Esnan Zoyna. It should be also to bring for a carbon. I would think it's Asur. That it's Mut. Says Abai. That's a beautiful pshat that Rabbi Yishei gave, but it's a little bit of a remote pshat. Mishnah just said Nosel Mekdash Mesnena. It doesn't say about a portion of a Korban Pesach, and it goes according to Rabbi. So it says, Rabbi, if it weren't for Rabbi Yishei that says that Mishnah is talking about lehahi, lehahi means a Mishnah Tmura, that it's talking about manazoin al pischei. V'Rabbi, I have mukmina lo lahi. I would say that Mishnah is talking about kachim kalim. It's a Korban Shlomim. V'aliyu Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Omer kachim kalim mamin balim hu. That even though I took my animal and I was makdushit and hini muchanam zuman, and it's a Korban Shlomim. Karmishlam is Kachem Kalim. It's one balam, it's still his, and therefore he's able to go and sell it. It's my mammon. And so therefore, I would think that that's the pshat in that Mishnah. And that's a very good pshat. He goes over to the Zayna and says, I hold like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. This shlamim is mamam balim. I give it to you for my payment. So now the chayit should become impressed with the dinner of Esnan Zayna. Kamash v'lo neder v'lo nader, that it doesn't become impressed. That would be a beautiful pshat. But the problem is, Rabbi Yosi didn't say that pshat. Aval, so that's how we would learn right. That Mishnah in Maseches Tamura. Aval b'Pesach, I would think, loy mishayir inish. In other words, the whole basis of Rabbi Yosi's pshat to say that that's all about mana zoina is because people are mishayir in the kedushas hakarbon, like the brayse finished off. I'm not kidding. Tishi yisrael pischem, and since it's a shiur, that's how it's chal. I would say Abaye. I respectfully disagree with Rabbi Yosi, the great predecessor. In other words, if he was around today, I would say Rabbi Yosi doesn't sound right. Sorry?
Take a simpler case.
Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Avu b'pesach l'mishayir ish. A person is not mishayir in the Kedushas HaKarbon. The Kedushas HaKarbon remains totally intact. Rather, you know what I would say is the mo'os vadi mishayir inish. What you could say if you wanted to make a tanai is not that in the carbon there was a shiur, but in the mo'os there was a shiur. Remember what we're trying to do is for the braisa that said I take hegdish plus hegdish and I come out with chulin at the end. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, the hegdish of the korban will have a shiur, and that's how the money will be chulin at the end. Says Abaye, I wouldn't learn like that. Rather, I would say in the money there is a shiur, because when people are giving the money, they know that the money is going to be used by the bala chabura, the roisha chabura, to go and buy a new jacket, a new suit, a new talis, and therefore they gave it al tanai, if you will, that it should not become kachim money, or if it is kachim money, it has a shiur in the kachim money to allow it to become chulin when the roisha chabura receives it.
So it doesn't really become kachim in full. It's like 90, it's 10%, $2 of every 20 remains chulin, and that's the money that he's slicing off and keeping as chulin.
Exactly
never,
right.
Never enters the realm of kedush.
Exactly right. So the machloik is therefore between Rabbi Yosi and Abaye is that Rabbi Yosi says that there's a shiur in the kedushas hakarbin, while according to Abaye, there's a shiur in the Kedushas HaMo'ez. And that's why he says it very clearly, and you're going to see the Gemara is going to repeat it two or three times. You cannot be Meshayir in the Kedushas HaKarbon. The Mo'ez Vada Meshayir Inish. That's okay. When people took the money out and they set it aside, that was their kavanah all along. That this money was going to be used to pay the Rosh HaChabur, and he's going to go and use it for his profit to go and buy a Cholik at a Talis. The Ha Rebihi. And in fact, this Bryce here in the Amid Beza goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe is the one that will hold, since you can go and use those monies to go and buy a Cholik or a Talis, that when I use the Hegdish money to go and buy a Slat, Moish Shabiyodoi is Chulin. And what's the reason why Rebbe holds that way? Mishim Hachi Moish Shabiyodoi Chulin. Because of that, the Moish Shabiyodoi Chulin, why? Skip the parentheses, and not ubemois. Dibemois, vada mishayir enish. People are mishayir, there's a shir. Vahi, dekahmoiki lo, reboishia ke Rebbe, that Mishnah Maseches Tamura, that reboishia says according to Rebbe, le'imamina le'anok ke Rebbe, I would not have agreed to that. Dibepesach le'mishayir enish, because in the carbon itself, there was no shir, and therefore, that's why I would respectfully disagree with reboishia in the pshat of that Mishnah. So let's stop here just for a second, just to succinctly explain what Abaye is saying is. Abaye says is both I and Rabbi Yosi can explain the braisa here on the Amud Beis that we started off with. How does Hegdish plus Hegdish equal Chulin? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's a shiur in the carbon. Therefore, when you pay the money, that money is going to buy the Chulin part of the carbon. And therefore, that money is going to be Chulin. While I, Abaye, hold not that there's a shiur in the carbon, there's a shiur in the money. And so the money that I'm giving is not fully, totally Hegdish. There's an exception, the 5%, 20%, whatever, happens to be Chulin money, and that's going to remain chulin money in the hands of the Rosh Chabur.
Makes more sense because you can split money into subunits, but you can't split a korban.
Beautiful. So therefore, both of us could learn this the braisa very easily. It goes according to Rebbe, Takalit Rebbe. The Rebbe says you can use the profits to go and buy the cholik and the talis. I hold the shear in the money. Rabbi Yosi holds the shear in the korban. Where then is the machloikis between Abaye and Rabbi Yosi in explaining the Mishnah in Masechtas Tamura? Where according to Rabbi Yosi, I can explain that Mishnah is talking about a case of that the man gave to the Zoyna a portion of the carbon. So you're going to go and tell me, come on, portion of the carbon, that's worthless. Ein odem oise dovish ein shalai. No, according to Rebbe, says Reb Oishia, a person retains a portion of the carbon for himself. That's the profit margin that he's going to go and use to go and buy the Esnan, not to buy the Esnan, to buy the Cholik and the Talis. And therefore, that portion that he owns, that he gives to her. So Solka Daitachim, oh, that's Chulin. So therefore, the Isra Esnan should be Chal, Kamash Mulan the Pasik, Neder Veloy, Noder, that it's Butter. That's how Rabbi Oishi learned. Says Abaya, I would not, could not learn the Mishnah that way, because I hold there's no such thing as a shear in the Kedusha as a carbon. The carbon is 1000% Kodesh from A to Z. So if he wanted to go and give it to her, Besnana, it will not be effective to go and be Chal. I don't need a Neder Veloy, Noder, because Ein Odom, it's not my karma, it belongs to the Bainish Loilam. Of course it's mutter. Why does the Mishnah and the Braisa say that I have to come on to a Pasuk Chol Neidah Prat L'Nodah? So therefore, I could not learn the Pasuk, that Mishnah, that way. How am I going to learn that Mishnah? That Mishnah goes according to B'Yosei Aglili. And we're not talking about a carbon Pesach, we're talking about a carbon Shlomim. How can I know the Moise Dovash Eina Shaloi? B'Yosei Aglili holds its Dovash Shaloi. Kodshim Kalim Mamim Balamu. And therefore, Solka Daita Chamina, the Ister Esnan, should be Chal, because I do have the right to use this carbon Shlomim, and to go and sell it to her, and to give it to her for services. Oh, that's what I need a Pasuk to go and tell you. Neither veloy nodur, that it does not get the din of the Isser, the psul of Estan. Good, so far so good.
Brief question. A Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Why are we distinguishing Kachim Kalim?
How many Karm Pesachs do you have a year?
Just one.
How many Shlomims can you bring
as
a year?
As you wish.
Exactly. So wouldn't it be better to go and talk about Mugdoshim generally, all the Shlomims that are brought by Kal Yisrael, millions and millions of them throughout the year, instead of talking about the narrow slot on a Karm Pesach? But you're right. You can go and talk about a carbon Pesach as well.
No, I'm saying, but Pesach, I mean, we're saying is, oh, Rabbi Yosef Aglili is talking about Kachim Kalim, and this is a Pesach. But yeah. Pesach is also Kachim Kalim. I don't see in the language of the Gemara how they're.
Remember, we're not talking about Pesachus Pesachim now. This Pesachus Tmura. It says in the Mishnah, Nosin La Mukdoshim Besnana. When you hear the words he's giving her, Kachim Besnana, Kachim Kalim, what do you conjure up in your mind?
A
shlum. Oh, why do you say shlum? Yeah, you're Karm Pesach.
It's a typical one.
Exactly. And also, when you're talking about the Karm Pesach, said the Gemara, we're not talking about giving her the whole Karm Pesach. We mamana her that she should have a slot. Did you see anywhere in parentheses, Nosin La Mukdoshim, that he's giving her share in the Karm Pesach that he's doing the Menuyim, and he's Rosh HaChabura? I mean, you have to go and add a whole bunch of words. It's much easier to say it's a carbon shlum and finished.
So this only can work if he's already acquired the animal. If he's yet to acquire the animal, it would cause other problems, because now he'd be obligated to her for her services, purchasing the animal. This is all when the animal is already purchased. Is that correct?
The whole basis of this discussion from beginning to end. Mana acherim imayal pisra. He bought a carbon. He was makdashed. He consecrated it. He says, "You're a carbon pesach." Mm-hmm. And now he's selling the slats or the shears. Getting back to our Gemara. Okay, right. So now, we just finished the parentheses. So therefore, let's go back two lines before the parentheses. Vahi. I would not have said it's Kerebi. It's not in the Karm Pesach. It's only in the Mois. Ha, meaning our Brisa of the Amud Beis. Why don't I say that Brisa goes like Rabbi Yosef Aglili? Just like you said, Abaya, that the Mishnah in Masechtas Temura could go according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that Mamoin, that the Kachim is Kachim Kalim, Mamon Balamhu. Well, we just heard now authoritatively from Barry that Karm Pesach is also Mamon Balim. So also Hamamana Achirim Imayal Pischoy Val Chagigasa Moishe Biyad Cholina. Why? Because it's Rabbi Yosef Aglili who's speaking, and I'm selling my Karm Pesach slots in the Karm Pesach. That's all Mamon Balim. So it's a double pasha. What else is it? It's going to Rebbe, and Rebbe in Maseches Temura. It's going to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Says Imar, that does not work. The Tani Bob, because the same Bryce is said in the next sentence. If you're talking about an oilel yosav leiklum, that's kachi kudishim. Everybody agrees it's not his. But according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the shlamim does belong to him. It's a cut your kalim mum and balam hu. So why is it lechav al kumra? It was a wonderful sale.
You can't go quench of Yosef.
And why would I put a kanasi? You're allowed to go and sell the kumra shalom. So that price I cannot go quench of Yosef Lili. So therefore I have to say that the first part of the price is going according to Rabbi. Says more bahashta. Now that Rabbi Oishia said that that Masech the Smura, that Mishnah is talking about Mana Zayin al Pischoy, and according to Rabbi, Shema Minos, Spirulei, I see very clearly that Rabbi Oishia holds that Philip Pischoy Mishayer Inish. Not only in the money are people leave over a Shia, but even the Kedusha's Karm basically itself, the Mishayer, and that's why he invites the woman to come in, the Zayinah to come in. And I would think that that's an effective Esnan Zayinah because he's Mishayer, it's Chulin. Therefore, the din of Esen Zayna would apply. Why did they say Harel Mutarim? That's why I have to have a pasuk. Neither Veloi Nodders. From here, from Ma'id Raboishi, that we already learned. So now let's go. We skip now this entire discussion with the Mishnah since we've gone through it already. And now we're going to come to the end. Ulabai. Ulabai is five lines before the Mishnah down below. Ulabai di Omar. If it wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Oishia, so now you see Abai is being very deferential with tremendous kovid for Rabbi Oishia, because after all Rabbi Oishia is a gadol hador from two, three generations earlier.
Isn't he a Tana? I mean, Abai is arguing with the Tana here. Rabbi Oishia is the Masader of the Toseftas, so it's unusual. You have an Amora challenging a Tana without another Tana to support him.
Rebchi and Rabbi Oishia were similar to Rav, that they were in the interim type.
Like in both Doros.
Exactly. Okay. But what Abai is saying is, the pshat that I gave in that Mishnah that is going to be Yosef Glili is a solid pshat. We don't need to come on to Rabbi Oishia's pshat. But since Rabbi Oishia learned that way, no, who am I to go and argue with Rabbi Oishia? So says Abai, Ilav di oikman Rabbi Oishia lahi b'mana zoyim al-pischa v'rebhi have a makmin in law b'kachim kabbali Rabbi Yosef Glili v'yom a-kachim kalma m'balamu, like we said up above. Avu b'pesach loy m'shayir inish. But I would say that when you have Kedushas Karm Pesach, you cannot make a shiur in, you can have a shiur in the money, but not in the Kedushas Karm Pesach. That's the end of Abaye's statement. Frey Timura, how could Abaye say that about Rabbi Oishia, that he thinks Rabbi Oishia is going a little bit too far afield? Haktani Behedi, let's look at the Brice itself, the Brice with Rebbe. Shalmanaske Nitishi Yisrael as Pischeyen. That people, when they buy the Karm Pesach, the Rosh Chabur, he buys the Karm Pesach, Almanas came with that intention in mind, he says, but I'm leaving the profit margin for myself, and therefore part of it is going to remain Chulin. How can Abaye say that Rabbi Oishia is quote-unquote wrong? Doesn't the price itself say what Rabbi Oishia said, that there's a shear in the Kedushas HaKarbon? Abaye would say that there's a slight mistake, or we have to make a slight modification to the brisa. Not al menas kein hitich Yisrael pischein, she menas kein hitich Yisrael ma'ois for their pischein, and therefore there's a shear in the ma'ois. There's not a shear in the carbon. That's a bai l'shitasei. So with this, Baruch Hashem, we've answered the question that we started off with: how does hegdish plus hegdish equal chulin? According to Rabbi Oishia, because there's a shear in the carbon pesach itself, and because according to Abaye, there's a shear in the money.
So according to Abaye, it's hegdish plus chulin equals hegdish plus chulin.
Okay, very good. Look, the Mishnah. Now, from here to the Amud, throughout the Amud base, is a relatively easy Gemara for those that are familiar thoroughly with Hilchos Zav and Zav and Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's quite an easy Gemara. Just most of us are not that familiar with the concepts of Zav and Zav, and that's why people get a little bit nervous, but they shouldn't. So Zav Shirosh Shtei Re'iyos. What's the din by a Zav Shirosh Shtei Re'iyos? He does not have a din of bringing a carbon. He only has a din of counting 7 days Shiva Nekiyim. Okay, so he started counting his Shiva Nekiyim, and his seventh day comes out on Erev Pesach. Shoich Mal B'Shvi. So no problem, because that day, what is he going to do? He's going to toivel in the mikveh. Baruch Hashem, he's not going to see any more Ziva. And that night, Erev Shemesh, and everything is grand and dandy. However, Rosh Hashanah, what happens if he saw three times? So now there's not only Shiva Nekiyim, he has to bring karbonos on day number 8. Shoich Mal B'Shmini Shloi, if day number 8 comes on Erev Pesach, that's also good. Why? Because he'll bring his karbonos that day. He'll go and toivel in the mikveh that day. I don't think he has to toivel mitaraisa, only mitarabanan. But after that, at night, he'll be able to eat Erev Shemesh. Everything is perfect. Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom. Now we're talking about a woman. If she saw one day, she saw a Re'i of Dam, and she's talking about in the Yud Aleph Yom, she may need a Lenida. So what's the Dimi Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom? She has to make sure that the next day she's totally clean. So, Sheikh Lel Nebe Sheini Shalah. If in fact the next day she happens to be clean, and she goes to the mikveh, and Baruch Hashem, no more blood, she'll be able to eat that night. Ruas Hashnei Yom, what happens if she sees both days? And the day of Erev Pesach is her third day, Sheikh Lel Nebe Shlishi. Because Baruch Hashem, the third day she'll be clean, she'll do her bedika, she's clean, she goes to the mikveh, Erev Shamish, perfect. Hazava, Zava means the Zava Gdoila that saw already three times. She has to bring, not only Jeff Shem Nakim, she has to bring Karbanais, then Sheikh Lele Bishmini. If her eighth day comes on an Erev Pesach, and she's a Mechusa Kippurim, but she takes care of her Karbanais, and she toivels, and everything is fine, then she can go and eat that night. So far, so good. Amiv Yinomarav. Shoichten Vizorkin Al Tvul Yoim. If you have a person with Tvul Yoim, Tvul Yoim means, for instance, on Erev Pesach, a person became, he touched the sheretz at 12 o'clock. I'm tame. How am I going to go and eat? He goes quickly to the mikveh. Now he's a Tvul Yoim. Does he become Tohar yet?
Not fully, only partially.
Right. Tonight, Mitchum Erev Pesach. Okay.
Mechus is man.
He just waited until night. Erev Shemesh. Shoichten Olaf. Same thing applies to Mechus Kippurim. We're going to talk about Mechusi Kippurim in a moment, but Mechusi Kippurim, for instance, like our case of the Zav and Zava that have to bring their Kabbanis on day number 8, even though they didn't bring their Kabbanis yet, they still have to bring it. That's fine. They can still bring it later, and Rashi points out that we had earlier on in Amr Sechta. They could even bring those Kabbanis post Karban Pesach and post Karban Tamid. I thought Tamid is Oleh Hashlim Kala Kabbanis Kula. But Imara said, except for the Gabi Karban Pesach, because of the din of Kares, we allow him to go and bring his Kabbanis subsequently. Mitchum 9:30, Matzah Shabbos, if you can join us. Vein Shech Lazor Kal Altame Sheretz. Ah, period. So that was the case of the Tvul Yoyim and Mechus Kippurim, that Shoichten Vizorken Aleh. But now the Mishnah says on the Amud Beis, not Mishnah, Rav says, the Ein Shoichten Vizorken Aleh Tumei Sheretz. If a person has to be Tumei Sheretz, we will not do a Shechita for him. That sounds strange. Why is the difference of Tumei Sheretz from the Tvul Yoyim and Mechus Kippurim? We'll talk about it in a moment. For Ula Amar Av Shoichten Vizorken Aleh Tumei Sheretz, no, same thing as the Tvul Yoyim and Mechus Kippurim. Frey Tigmar, L'Rav, Maishna Tvul Yoyim, the Chozili Orta, Tmei Sheretz, Nami Chozili Orta. What's the difference between the Tvul Yoyim, who at night after Erev Shemesh will be able to eat from the Karban Pesach? The Tmei Sheretz also will be able to eat tonight from the Karban Pesach. Says Imari, Tmei Sheretz, Mechus Tzvila, he still has to go to Toivel Nemikvah.
Right.
No, the Tvul Yoyim, Nami Mechus Erev Shemesh, he's got to wait until the sun goes down.
Right.
Says Imar, you can't compare. Shimshom Meila Arva. Kodesh Baruch Hu built into the Bria that every single day of the year, at night, Erev Shemesh and Zezuchom, there's never been an exception to the rule except in times of Moshe ben Yeshua, but otherwise, every day is always Shimshom by Avram Avinu, but otherwise, Shimshom Meila Arva. You can rely on that. That's not a risky type of thing. Every insurance company will be willing to take that risk that maybe tonight is not going to be nightfall. Avada Shimshom Meila Arva, and that's why we can be Shoich Mezork and Olaf. Okay, Masha Enkin, the guy who has to go to the mikveh, maybe he trips and falls and he doesn't go to the mikveh, he's poshea or he's an honest, he won't go. So you can be Sheikh Mazorik on the Tvul Yoyim, who already toivled,
right,
but you can't go and shecht on the person who's the Tmei Sheretz. But Frey Timara, Mechusik Kippurim Nami, Mechusik Kapara, he's much worse. Not only didn't he go to the mikveh, he went to the mikveh yesterday, but he didn't bring his karbanos. So that's, maybe the Kahanim are not going to want to bring his karbanos. It'll be too busy, too late. So Timara Shekina Biyad, it's talking about that the Kahan, the two birds are in his hand, he's ready to go and give it to the Kohen, so it's as if he brought it. There are 100 mikvahs he can go to, he has the admission fee for the mikvah ready in his hand, he's ready to go in. So tomorrow, Tumah Pasha, maybe the mikvah, he's going to be Pasha, he's going to be busy, but negligent, he won't go to mikvah. What's the difference? Everything was woman at Okimtuk. You're going to Masrinul Bezdin. That we said on the Umad Aleph, according to Rav, Shoichten Vizorkel Mechusi Kippurim, he already gave his money and his kan and everything to the Bezdin, meaning the Bezdin Shokehanim. Okay, Rav Shemai the Omer Chazoka, Ein Bezdin Shokehanim, Oin the Mishama, Chiyichle Moisha, Bishoifreis. Every single day they made sure by the end of the day to empty out any of the monies in the Shoifreis, which were designated for Oifreis. The reason why they did is because they want to make sure that all the women that are bringing their kabbonis, for instance, if it was a zavo or a yoledis, etc., that they should be toirim. You don't have to wait around. You just deposit your funds. You have nothing to worry about. It's going to be taken care of. Ah, so therefore, we took the mechusik kippurim's issue out of his hands by putting it already in the shayfrais. You're done. You don't have to do anything more. So he only has to wait until Erev Shemesh. Okay,
he's like the Tzvul Yom, effectively.
Exactly.
It's on autopilot.
Exactly. Mashenk in the case who has to go to the mikvah, we can't force him to go to the mikvah. He might be pesher. Good. Frank Timur Ula Rav, so what you're telling me according to Rav is Mitaraisa Mechsi Chasi. That really the Tmei Sheretz, he's Ro'oi Min HaToira, that we should be Shoichet V'Zoirik Olov. Because after he toivels and tonight there's going to be Herif Shemesh, everything is great. It's Rabbanan who the Gozer Bey. The Chomu were the one that were Gozer. Why were they Gozer? Because he might be Pashia. Frank Timur Ula Rav. But didn't Rav say Metamin Echon Mehen B'Sheret? We had a few days ago, remember, if you have exactly chotzi, machtzis of Klai Yisrael HaTorah, machtzis of Klai Yisrael happened to be Tmeim. So Rav initially said, you know what, they'll do halolo oisim ba'atzman, halolo oisim ba'atzman. But there was a problem because Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah, or the Braisa said that no, ein karbon tzibur choluk, everybody has to bring it together. How can you go and bring together? It's 50-50. So Rav say, chad chaneitza, take one of the tohirim, be metamehim, and now we're going to have a roiv of Tmeim, and everything is going to be grand, it's going to be grand. Frey Timura, how's that going to work now? Didn't you just say a moment ago, how can you be metama one of them besheret? Even if after you're metama and besheret, he's still in the tohirim camp. He didn't go over the tmeim camp because all he has to do is toivel, and tonight he's going to be a tohar. So adding one person who's a tmei sheretz to the equation and saying now I have a roiv of tmeim versus a miut of tohirim, that's not going to work, Rabbi Yisai, because he's still a tohir min ha-toira. Avadi is tamei, for sure. But Shoich Levazorik and Olav, so therefore he has the same status like a Torah. We don't tell him, wait for Pesach Sheni. We're not going to be mitzar of him and say, now Roiv Tzibur and now Tmeim, and therefore Tum Hutra Mitzibur, Hutra Mitzibur. He's not really a Tamei for our purposes. Well, he goes to the mikvah, and tonight is going to be fine.
Hold on, Rav said, we don't shacht on Zorkin on Tamei Sheretz. So when we tummy, when we have 50-50, when we tummy someone with a sheret,
what's the reason why ain't shecht v'zarkan olav?
Because he's mechusam ma'isa, he didn't go to the mikvah.
Is that a reason d'araisa, a reason d'rabban?
I see, we're saying it's only mechusam rabbanan.
Rabbanan who the gozer? Why were they gozer? Because he might be
pusheya.
So minat toira, we would go and be shecht v'zarkan olav. So therefore, he's in the camp of the toirim. We wouldn't say wait until
Beit Hashem. So it defeats the whole mechanism of being mitami somebody if it really has no effect midaraisa.
Exactly, mina toira. We are still stuck with the same chotzi chotzi.
Thank you.
We have to change our tune. The reason why by Tmei Sheretz in Shorch Mazorkin is not because he's Poishea. Mina Teira, we're not going to go and allow for Shechita Zrika. Why not? The Chassidus says in the Pasuk, Ish Ishki Yatom LeNefesh. Now, this Pasuk on the surface is talking about a Tmei Mes, but as we know, Tmei Mes has a din of Shlishu Shvi, 7 days. Which day of the 7 days are we talking about on Erev Pesach? Obviously, if we're talking about 1 through 6, this person cannot go and bring the korban Pesach, ki yatom lenefesh, he has to go and bring a Pesach Sheni. But what Rav says, which l'choira is a chidush, milo yaskinan, since the Torah doesn't distinguish between what day of the tumas nefesh, it's so much chal shvishalei, also yoyz be'erev Pesach. If the 7th day is Erev Pesach, and assuming he already got his hazo'ah that day, the hainu, what he is now is no longer that big Tumei Mes guy, he's now on the same level as the Tumei Sheretz guy.
Right.
Why is he Tumei Sheretz? Because each one of them has the same din. They have to go to the mikvah, wait Erev Shemesh, and then it'll be tar. And nevertheless, the Torah said, I'm very sorry, mister, your 7th day, you gotta wait until Pesach Sheni. What, I have to wait until Pesach Sheni? I'm gonna have my Zohar today. I already had my Zohar today. I'm gonna be toivel today. Sorry, you gotta wait. So therefore, Tumei Sheretz also has the same din, min ha Torah, according to Rav, that you have to wait until Pesach Sheni. And that's why when it says at the top of the Yomim that ain't shuk, zarka, tmei sheretz, nothing to do with a gzeira, that's the teira zhoktazeh, that the tmei sheretz, just like the tmei mes of the 7th day, has to wait for Pesach Sheni. How do you know that the pasuk is taka referring to a 7th day Tmei Nefesh, maybe it's only referring to a Tmei Nefesh of day 1 through 6. If in fact he's a Tmei Nefesh of day number 7, he's taka like a Tumah Sheretz, we'll go and be toivel both of them, do hazo on him, and he'll be able to eat that day. How do you know he might ochi? How do you know that that's somewhere the 7th day? Says Imor, because Rav, although he's an Amora, Sovolok Rabbi Yitzchok, the Amitmei Mes Mitzvah Hoyu Shechal Shvi Shalhen Liyos Bere Pesach. Elsewhere, the Gemara has a machloikis in Mesech the Sukkah, exactly who those people were that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, were unfortunately Tmei Mes, Lomo Nigora. There's a machloikis how they became Tmei. One shit is that they became Tmei because they touched Nodav Aviyu, because unfortunately they became Tmei. But there's another. Man Diyomer Reb Yitzchak says, Tmei Mes Mitzvah. They were members of the Chevra Kedisha. There was never Chames Mitzvah. Nobody else was going to go and be Metamet to them. They had to be Metamet to them. And Chol Shvi Yishulahem Liyash Be'er Pesach. Their seventh day came on Erev Pesach. Shenemar, how do I know the seventh day? Maybe the Levi was 2 days ago. How do you know the seventh day? Shenemar says, Impossible. L'yoch L'lasa Pesach B'yoy Mahu. On that day, they couldn't bring the Karim Pesach. But Yemahu, who the Ein and Yechon Lases? Avul Mocher, had Erev Pesach been 1 day later, Yechon Lases, they could have brought the Karim Pesach. V'yam Rahman, and the Torah says, Nidchu, I'm very sorry. You have to be pushed off until Pesach Sheini. But it's my 7th day. I don't care. As we exist. The cost of that's the din. So just like that's the din by the Tmei Mes, B'Shvi Yishalai, that's the same din by the Tmei Sheretz on his first day. There's only one day by Tmei Sheretz. His only day has the exact same status. It's Minha Tayyar. So far, so good. So now let's go bring a raya or a kasha from our Mishnah. Tanakh wouldn't say in the Mishnah, Zav Shirosh Dei Re'iyosh, Shoichtun Olav B'Shvi'i. On his 7th day, we do a Shechita. My love, Deloy Tovel. Isn't it talking about it's the 7th day in the morning? He hasn't toiveled yet. And now he goes to the Bez and Shulkahanim and they say, no problem. You come back 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to bring the Karm Pesach. We're going to shecht on your behalf. You can be a monoi. And the eldest is on Gittin, file and fight. My love, Deloy Tovel, so much, even though he didn't toivel yet. Ushmamina, what do we see the Chayr from our Mishnah? Shoichtin Vizorkin al Tmei Sheret. We're not talking about a Tmei Sheretz, we're talking about a Zov. But the Zov on the 7th day, effectively just like a Tmei Sheretz. And doesn't it say that even though he didn't toivel, we're going to let him bring a Karm Pesach that day? Is a Shver on Rav. Everyone, the Tovel Amish is talking about he already toiveled. See, he's already a Tvul Yoim. No, a Tvul Yoim, even Rav agrees.
Right, yeah.
Tovel Maika Mashmalan. What's the Grace of Chiddush over here? Nishkoyach, he toiveled already. Tvul Yoim of Adah. Hakamashal, the Avagad, the Mchusa, Herav Shemesh. Even though at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika of the Korban, Lemaisi is still Tomei. He's not a big Tomei, but he's a small Tomei. He's a Tvul Yoim. He has a Dinam Hashem of the Tomei. I'm a thing, Mechus Erev Shemesh, Kamash Malon. That's the Teretz. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, like Rav said at the top of the Amid. The Shimshim and Mela Arvis, since the Shemesh always sets at night, I have nothing to worry about. It's a sure bet. That's why he can go, he can be shorked in the Vizor Kanola, but it's talking about Taki's already Tvul Yoim that he already titled. Hakanam Mistavra, this is not just a far fetched remote answer. That's the Poshib Shah, make it be safer. Let's go to the safer of the same Mishnah. Rosh Olish Re'iyos. What happens if he saw 3 Re'iyos? And now he has to bring his karbanis. Sheikh Lulam Mishmini, we're going to go and check for him on day number 8 when he brings his Mechusa Kippur. See, Amiz Mishloi Mezov Shirosh Tehri Iyois. Sheikh Lulam Olav Bishvi'i De Tovil. If you're going to go and tell me that our Mishnah is talking about that he already toiveled on day number 7. By a zav of Tura Eois. Itzrich, that's why I need to go and add this new case of the resolve that saw 3 Re'iois that Shoichtan Olav Bishmini Shalai. Why? Because Okadait Chamin Rosh, they Re'iois Bishvi Hudloi Mechusa Meisa. He already toiveled. There's nothing left for him to do. Only Herev Shemesh. Avroa Sholish Bishmini, the Mechusa Meisa, Mechusa Kapara. I would think, since there's a major mice, he has to bring his karbonis, loy, maybe I should not shech the karm Pesach for him on Shmini Shaloy on Erev Pesach. Kamash Mulan, the Avagav, Nechusa Kapara, Shoich the Mazorik and Ilavei, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. But Eli Amos, but if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about Rosh Tei Re'iyos, Bishmi, the loy Tovil, that he did not toivel yet, and based on that you ask the Kasha on Rav, he didn't toivel yet, Ro'a Sholish Bishmini Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah now have to bring the next case of the Ro'a Sholish on Shmini Sholai? I can make a Kal V'Choymer. Hash the Liesh Loimar. Ro'a Shtei Re'iyos Bishvi Deloi Tovil De Tomei Mi Al Yehu. He's full-fledged Tomei until he goes and goes to the mikveh. He's still Tomei. He's a Zov. Nevertheless, Shachtina Bizar Kinilave, we allow for Shchita Zrika for him. Rosh Sholish Bishmini, the Tovale Bishvi, he already toiveled on day number 7. And all he's waiting for is to bring his karbonis. The Klisha Toma, where his Toma now is so much reduced, not only is he not a Tomei, he's not even a Tvil Yoim. He already toiveled, and he already had Herif Shemesh. He's just a Mechusa Kippurim, which is much less in the Darg of Toma. Leikolshkin the Shachtina Bizar. I would say for sure, why does the Mishnah have to even go and tell us that? Elav shma mina rosh tei re'iois bishvish techshachtinen ilavei de tovil. It's talking about the itaka toiveled. Ah, so there's nothing left except for Herav Shemesh. Mashen ke b'ne mechusik kippurim, we do have mechusik kapara. So therefore, I have taka rai that the Mishnah is talking about agi toivelta, and it's not a kasha on Rav.
It's
just then effectively. Let's just finish. You have no rai from the Mishnah. It's talking about he did not toivel. Now he said, if he didn't toivel, what do I have to bring the case of the Shmini Shaloi? When he didn't toivel, it's so simple to be Masakin. All he has to do is jump into the mikveh, comes out, we're done. It's not totally up to him. After all, the Kahanim can say, sorry, mister, you came too late. It's too late. Go home. You'll bring the carbon Pesach Sheni. Kamash will learn. That's a Chiddush Mishkan Rav Shemaya. That Rav Shemaya says, as long as you handed over the funds or the oifis or whatever to the Beis Din Shokanim, you have nothing to worry about. So you have no right that our Mishnah is talking like Rav says, the Mishnah is talking about he toivel. No, it's talking about that he didn't toivel. And therefore, it's like a shver on Rav. Don't bring me a riot to Rav. You can sell shver on Rav. Why do I need the case of the Shemini? That's a big chiddush. He is not in charge of the kabbonis, that he has to come on to others. He's in charge of his own destiny to jump into the mikveh, but he's not in charge of his destiny to go and bring the kabbonis. We need the kahanim. Kamash lo, like Rav Shema, you have nothing to worry about. You still have a question, or everything has now been addressed?
The Gemara keeps jumping back and forth and saying that it said it concludes with the kahanim, but it's the going to the mikveh. In this case, suddenly is a nothing. Mm-hmm. Whereas earlier, going to the mikvah, that's he's kiposhea. It seems like it's dancing back and forth between: is this a major maisa, or is it a nothing?
Absolutely,
it's just keeping track of it. And the kohanim, you know, we said they never leave for the day. They never offer the korban tamid ben arbayim until they empty all the shofros and all the korbanos. Everyone can rely on them. They're reliable. Mm-hmm. And here, maybe they'll be poshea.
That's kamash mulam kriv shmai that we're not choishes. That's not the chiddush of a mishnah. Now we go back to the Zova case. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Ada Bar Ahava. V'hazova shoichtun oleha b'shvi'i shela. Zova b'shvi'i. Is that what it said in our Mishnah? Zova shoichtun b'shvi'i shela. What does it say in our Mishnah? Yom Adal. V'hazova.
Zava shochten alav shmini.
Why shmini?
Because after she brings her kavanah,
she has to bring her kavanah. That they shouldn't even have to bring it yet.
Right. She just had to drop the money in the shofar.
Exactly.
For the kohanim to
exactly. Yeah, right. But what did this Tana learn before Rav Ada Bar Ahava? He learned the Mishnah about zava shochten alav
shvi.
Is that correct? Amalei zava shvi shala michazia. What's going to happen?
She's still mechusar kapara,
and she won't be empty for the carbon. What have we accomplished? I feel him on the Yavashek Mizorka to me. Share it. Hanimu to me. Share it to Chazi Yort at night. To be ha ad lemochin the masik kapara lechazia until she brings her kabbonis the next day. She still cannot eat from the kabbonis. What are you talking about going shechting for her on day number 7?
And she can't because next day is yantiv. She has to wait till
exactly right. Then you can't bring a carbon pesach on first day yantiv. You have to bring a carbon pesach on erev pesach. Everything more aima bishmini. Let's go and change it. Don't make shvi shmini. So what's the chiddush over here? Maor say mikim the mechasik kabbara loy. That maybe she's still mechusaris kabbara. She didn't bring her kabbonis yet, and maybe she's going to forget. She didn't do it. She get it up. Same Rav Shmaya as before. It's talking about that she gave her money over. Kahanim's reasonable. We'll take care of it, and doesn't show kahanim that we won't leave before they bring all the kabbonis. Good. Ravina Amar Ravina is of a brand new teretz. Take out the word zav and put in the word nida. Because Nida also cannot eat from Kabbanis until she's Matayr herself. And here we need 7 days, and so that's why he learned Taritana Kamei, not Zova, Bishvi Yishalah, but Nida Bishvi Yishalah. Ah, that's Tana Kamei. Pray Timara. And what do you say? Vanida, Shortla Bishvi. Amalei, Nida Bishvi, Michazia. If you talk about the Nida on day number 7, that's not going to work. Why not? So let's introduce one fact that we may have lost sight of, but we shouldn't, because we know that from all of our wives, that Anita cannot toivel during the day. Only she has to toivel at night. All the other guys can go. They can do it daytime. They have to wait until Harif Shemesh. But a woman has to wait until night. And to be able to go and eat from Kabonis, you need Harif Shemesh. So what happens if she toivels at night? Will she be able to eat Kabonis tonight?
No, she has to, because she's not Harif Shemesh until the following
she's
Sunday.
She's going to have to wait another 24 hours. So says the Gemara, neither b'shvi mi'chazi, I fill them on the yomish, because they're going to make sheret, the chazli yorta. Tonight he'll be able to eat. I'm going to need a l'orta n'shvi, who the toivel? She's only going to toivel tonight, after 7 days are over. At shmini, the of the Harif Shemesh, l'chazi, she won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach until tomorrow night, the second night of Pesach. But by that time, it's unfortunately, nicer. It's going to be noiser. Be gorgeous, nida, but change it to shmini.
So she went to the mikvah and early abasa.
She went not early abasa, early the chamisha asa. She went to the mikvah.
No, she went early abasa, so that on the Pesach starts, she has hair of shemesh. She went.
Oh, you mean according to Moshe Teretz? We're finished in another minute. We'll finish in another minute. The Gemara b'shmini. One means b'shmini that she went back. Day number 7 was on Yud Gimel. Day number 8 was on
Yud Dalet,
and she. And she toivel the night before, right after B'dikas Chomet, she went to toivel and everything will be fine. Frankly, more pshita. So what's the chiddushim? Ha, shemazav nemechaser kapara. Shirk mazir aleh b'shemini. Needed lemechaser kapara. Three chalameimah. She doesn't have to bring any kapara, so she has to go to mikvah. The chavada avada. The chitzin mazir kanala. Says more needed three chalei. That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah. This brice is that you have to wait until Shmini Shala, and don't make the mistake that Anita is interchangeable with a Zava Bishvi Shala. We got to wait until Shmini Shala.
Right.
Why? Can it sound like a little bit of the brice? We think a woman also needed should be able to wait. Tamalayma shivas yom tibinidasa. Tamidasa call shiva full 7 days. And only after that can she go to the mikvah at night. What about Yeledis? Yeledis iskish lenida. How is it iskish? List Rashi before the Mishnah. Tichsiv kimei nidas devoisa tibitma. So bottom line is, either you learn tak nida, but it's b'shmini shala, and the chiddush is because she cannot eat b'shvi shala at night because she travels at night. Or we're talking b'zava b'shmini shala. We don't have to worry about the fact she's mechusa kippurim because we learn like Rav Shmaya. Mitzvah tomorrow night, Rabbi Yisai, 9:30. We'll learn tomorrow's daf.